Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, sitting up here in the Florida room, right smack in the middle of Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, all y'all, talking about Hollywood and Vine. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that, mother truckers. I tell you every time, but you get to hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right on the Crab Diving Network. You don't even got to go download shit. You can just turn it right on your computer while you're at the workplace. Put on some headphones in case anybody's offended by fuck goddamn or shit. And that way you don't have to worry about it. Although I'm finding it increasingly difficult to curb my cussing at the workplace. But that's a different story for a different day. But as I said, you're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. And this here's the Hollywood Hick. You can follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. You can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And what else is going on? Oh, you find me every day on the sevens right here on the Crab Diving Network, 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time, y'all. That's 10 on the other side of this country, and you got to do math if you live anywhere else, because I ain't doing it because I work too much and they make me think over there, and I ain't doing my thinking here because all I want to do is talk about things that I'd rather talk about than the stuff I have to talk about at the workplace, because at the workplace, everybody wants me to talk about shit I'd rather not care about, but they force me to care. And I do it because I have a lifestyle to maintain. So I just suck it up and do it. But I have learned that, let me tell you a thing about the workplace. So I think I've talked about this many times, though. I am surprised at how many people ain't got no freaking just thick skin and can just take it. Like, just suck it up. Ain't everything gonna be rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and sugar-coated happiness, okay? Whenever something needs to be done, I'm just gonna tell you what needs to be done. And because I don't wrap that in a freaking ball of sugar and then dip it in some honey before I roll it through sprinkles before I say it to you, that doesn't mean I'm being an asshole. That just means I ain't got time for nonsense. This is what I need. And if you're gonna be difficult, I'm just gonna tell you stop and just do your mother trucking job, okay? We're all busy, okay? I don't give a fuck how busy you are, to be quite honest, because I don't get to use that excuse. I don't get to do shit half-assed because I'm busy. If I don't see it all the way to the finish line, then shit is fucked up, and that's the way it is. So people out there in the land of Hollywood Hick, if you're listening to this and you work at a workplace, especially a corporate type one, where you get all butthurt every time somebody says something honest to you and tells you this is what needs to be done by this time, and you don't really have a choice, you just need to do it, and shut the fuck up if you quit bitching and moaning, you might probably already be done by now, then we'd all be in a happier place. Because honestly, people need to quit being such pussies all the time. Just quit being a puss. Stop it. Drives me crazy. Just get some thicker skin. It's not that big a deal. But I digress, because it's not going to change, and I'm trying to learn to work within it. I'm trying to sugarcoat things. See, I'm losing. I'm completely losing. The Hollywood Hick is losing. I have to, like, sugarcoat everything, but it's hard. I'm not used to, I'm just firm yet friendly. I need something. I tell you what it is, and then if you give me, whatever. I don't want to talk about the workplace no more, because I got to head there later. Moving on. Did I get all the particulars out of the way? Think I did. Whatever. If I didn't, I'll try to get them on the flip side, right? Let's move on. What the hell's going on out there? What was I going to talk about? Was it this one? Oh, okay. Ain't no way to not talk about it, even though I don't feel like I should be talking about it, because all this dude wants is attention, but I can't help myself, because then I, all comes because the first time. Okay, what happened was, all caps Kanye in his freaking all cap style, stupid Kanye dumbass West, right? I don't even know why I talk, like, whatever. I can't help but talk about it. But I knew something was a-coming because he is such an attention whore, right? All he wants is attention 24/7. Good, bad, indifferent. Unless he bangs his head on a sign somewhere. And then apparently he don't want anybody to see that he, like, banged his head on a sign and got all kind of bent out of shape over that shit. But Honestly, I highly recommend looking up that video on the TMZ where he walks into a sign and then goes ape shit on some paparazzis. Because if I had seen it, I would be laughing so freaking hard. He probably would have shot me dead because I would have been rolling in the dirt. I was laughing so hard. If I got to see live Kanye West knock the fuck out of his head on some sign because he was being a dick and was trying to like duck for cover, and he wasn't able to duck for cover because he was such a dumbass. Well, I knew something was a-coming because he put up a big old tweet about a week or so ago, maybe not even a week ago, like a few days ago, whatever. Big old all caps Kanye style, because, you know, he don't know how to type in anything but all caps because all he does is yell and walk around with his miserable face. Like, honestly, I don't know why people want to walk around looking so damn miserable all the time. It just don't make no sense. Like, he doesn't even have resting bitch face. He just has freaking constant constipation fucking gross face. Like, always. It's like, just freaking... don't do it, whatever. But he puts a big old giant tweet up. Everybody got all a bent out of shape where it said, Bill Cosby innocent. Now, I don't for one second believe, well, you know, he probably does believe Bill Cosby's innocent because he's a freaking fool. But he only said it because he knew he would freaking be getting attention for it. That's all he was wanting, was attention. And that's exactly what he got. Because then apparently he had some album release party just yesterday or day before, whatever, I don't know, where all these people came to look at his whatever. I will call them fashions, but we all know. Like, I saw pictures of what he calls fashions. And what I saw looked like some straight up bullshit, untoward nonsense. What the fuck shit is what that was? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand. I look at some of these fashion shows. I'm like, what the hell are people like? I am not seeing what other people are seeing, because all I see is a bunch of just craziness. It's like, this is just craziness. I went to a fashion show out here one time during LA Fashion Week with a friend of mine who will never invite me to a fashion show again, I guarantee, because I can't contain myself. I like to have cocktails, and after a few cocktails, my giggles get free, and I started giggling because these fashions were horrible. Horrible. I could not believe how horrible the fashions were. They were horrible, like unfinished. They just cut fabric and then just draped it around somebody. They didn't even like try to like hem a seam or anything to try to make it look finished or clean. Everything was rough. And then I'm supposed to sit there and like be marveled at the like fanciness of these fashions. No, thank you very much. If it is awful, I cannot pretend it is not awful, especially when I have a nice happy buzz going and my giggles start coming up from the inside. I just can't do it. Like, I have an inner hell no, I can't stop sometimes. Sometimes I have an inner giggle that just cannot be stifled. I'm just saying, if you fall down in my presence, I will laugh at you. I can't help myself, y'all. I can't. That's just how the Hollywood hick rolls. Now, I genuinely care if you are okay. I genuinely do. I know on the surface it does not appear that way. But what I'm saying is, I genuinely care if you're okay, but there is no way on Dolly's green earth that I will not laugh at your ass going down those steps, because it's fucking hysterical. I even laugh when I fall down. I can't help it. I will be in serious pain, and I'm like, that is some fucking funny shit right there. I tumbled head over heels down a stairwell one time and got right up and laughed with everybody after it happened, because yes, my knee hurt and yes, my neck hurt, but you know what? It was hysterical because my flip-flop gave out. I went tumbling down the steps. I reached for a rail that was on the other side, because sometimes, you know, they only put a rail on one side, and this one had a rail on the one side, and I started falling to the other side. So when I reached for a non-existent rail, it helped to launch me down those stairs, where I then decided the best course of action at this point in time is to tuck and roll and just suck this up and try to minimize the damage, because there is no stopping what is happening now. But so back to freaking bitch ass Kanye and his freaking bitch ass freaking resting bitch ass face, right, all the time, looking like somebody just cut a stank ass fart right beside him at any minute of any day. Like, honestly, he like you know that Pig Pen character on the Peanuts, the one's got that big old cloud of dust around him all the time. It's like he's got a cloud of fart around him like that all the time, and that's why he has to make that face, because it smells like straight up stank ass rank fart up in there all the time. I don't understand. Trump's got the same face. He's always walking around like a cloud of fart just all around him all the time, like just nasty, right? Well, next thing that happens is then he goes and he's like releasing his new album, and which honestly I don't understand why people call him a musical genius either, because I just don't get it. Like, quit glorifying some of these jackasses. Glorify true talent a la Dolly Parton. Oh, and speaking of, okay, whatever, I'm gonna digress for a second, because I have been meaning to say this. And there's probably some people out there in the land of the Hollywood hick who do not agree with me, and I don't give two fucks, okay? I don't give a fuck. I don't give one fuck about none of it, right? But Adele, right? Everybody is in love with Adele. This Hello song is everywhere. I'm so sick of this damn Hello song. If I have to hear it one more time, if I turn on the radio, I hear, Hello, it's me, whatever, fuck, whatever. Okay, this is my beef with Adele. All that shit sounds just like all the other shit that sounds just like all the other shit that just sounds all like all the other shit. I listened to that album. I didn't hear one thing original or new out of that woman. All it was the same old tired rehash shit over and over. I'm sick of everybody getting all this praise for doing the same shit over and over and over again. I was talking about it last time about the Super Bowl halftime thing where everybody's talking about Beyonce. She was so great. No, Beyonce didn't do one fucking thing I ain't already seen Beyonce do 500 fucking times before. Okay? All she did was go around, spread her crunch, sing some freaking song that was meh. I don't care what anybody says. That Formation song is meh. It's not that freaking great. It's really not that great. You come out with another Crazy in Love and we will talk. But everything she's done lately has just been meh as far as I'm concerned. Hell, the best shit she ever did is when she was a Destiny's Child. She needs to go back to that. Like the first couple of albums, Destiny's Child, not the last album. The last album sucked when they tried to be all like fucking emoting or whatever the hell it was. No, I want to hear some jams like Bills, 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 Bugaboo, Bootylicious, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to hear all of this stuff where you think you're supposed to be like some kind of socially conscious bitch ass bitch. No. So what I'm saying is, Adele, I'm going to say it right here on the Hollywood Hick, and I don't care what none of y'all say, over mother trucking rated. I'm just saying, when you do something new and original that'll make me go, wow, that was pretty awesome. No, this Hello song, I'm over it. And also, it's somewhat stalky if you listen to it. She's stalking up in that song, y'all. She is straight up stalking. She's like, I called you 1,000 times. I'm going to call you 1,000 more. I'm going to freaking be on your ass like freaking stank on shit. I am white on rights. Do you not understand what is going down here? No, it's stalky. I don't get it. Right here on the Hollywood Hick program, I ain't got no problem saying it. Adele, overrated. When she does something new and interesting that doesn't sound like the last two albums, everything is exactly the same. Zachary the same. Then we'll talk. That's all I'm saying about that. Back to bitch ass McBitcherson Kanye Fartface West, right? Well, apparently, during the course of this here stupid-ass, show, where he's, like, debuting his album and his, we will call them fashions, but I don't know. I don't know if you can really justifiably refer to them as fashions in any way, right? Well, apparently, up in there, he's, like, playing his new songs or his new album with him. He's got some song on there called Famous, and apparently, everybody is wanting to, like, bring the Tay-Tay Swift up into shit because them New Directions did it, although I like how they did it. Like, that song called Perfect by them, that's about Tay-Tay Swift. If y'all didn't know that, that's about Tay-Tay Swift talking about if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms and if you like something in your rendezvous, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about Taylor Swift, right? But it's, like, kind of in a cute way, and it sounds all poppy and cute. But Kanye bitch ass West, and he does it for attention. That's the thing. And then we give it to him because look at me right here on the Hollywood Hick program talking about this shit, but I can't help myself because it's kind of funny, right? But he has some song called Famous, I think is what it's called, and it has a line in there that says basically, where did it go? Where is this? Did this story not tell me? Mother truckers, I got to go over here to another device so that I can find the story that I'm wanting to read to you people. Because the Jezebel, who normally is one of my go-tos, has done went and let a mother trucker down, is all I'm saying, because they did not put all the information I want to be up in there, which like it should be up in there. But, okay, here we go. Because he's getting all misogynistic. Is that how you say that word? Misogynistic, whatever. He's lady bashing up on here. And like, and the thing is, he's trying to take down, bring Tay-Tay into this. And like, Tay-Tay's got minions. These people are like the Beehive that Beyonce got, where they go out and just freaking will come after your ass. But he has this new song called Famous, right? And in it, where's the lyric? It says, and he says that he ran it by her first, but I don't believe him. I think he is lying through his teeth. But where is the damn line? Is it not in here either? Mother truckers, why? I've read it 1,000 times, and why did I not save a fucking story where it has what I want to read? I don't know. So here I am stalling on the Hollywood Hick program in front of all you people, but I guess that's just how this shit's gonna go down, ain't it? It says right here, it's some song called Famous, and the line goes, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. I made that bitch famous. But no, wait a minute, they're paraphrasing this shit even here on the Rolling Stone, because I've seen other ones where it goes, why I made that bitch famous, which makes much more sense. Whatever. He basically says that he made that bitch famous. famous without even acknowledging the fact that that bitch is way more famous than his ass. And she was way more famous before that shit went down where he went up and tried to steal her trophy at the VMAs because he thought Beyonce should get it, because he's a dumbass who just wants nothing but attention, good or bad. Him and Trump should start a good or bad club. That's just what it is. It don't make no damn sense. Makes absolutely no damn sense. But now he says that he went and ran this by Tay Tay first, and I don't believe him. I don't believe him because Tay Tay's like, no, I told him that shit was misogynistic and I don't want that shit up on there. He apparently just called her up trying to get her to like release the song on her Twitters because you know she probably got 550 million Twitter followers up on there and he wants to like glom off of her, right? Well, she was like, no. So then she's saying, like, Kanye did not call me for approval. This is off of the Rolling Stone website, right? But to ask Taylor to release his single Famous on her Twitter account. See, it says so right here. And so, basically, the quote is, Kanye did not call for approval, but asked Taylor to release his single Famous on her Twitter account. She declined and cautioned him about releasing a song with such a strong misogynistic message. Taylor Swift's rep said this. She said, Taylor was never made aware of the actual lyric. I made that bitch famous. Now, also, I think Kanye is trying to, like, pull that thing. And I get it. I've done it before. When I used to work at a cheesecake factory way back in the day, like in my 20s, I used to always call a couple of people hooker all the time because they were fun. And we had it was kind of like my term of endearment for them. So like when I called them hooker, it didn't mean I was calling you a prostitute of sorts. But I'm just saying, hey, hooker, how is it? It was a complete term of endearment. Coming from me, it's just different. I don't know. I just have a way, right? Well, Kanye, you ain't got no way. You're just a bitch-ass bitch. So when you call somebody a bitch, they think you're calling them a bitch. I don't care if you want to say you're giving her hip-hop cred, because I don't believe you. I think you're just saying that on the flip side to try to, like, save some face. But apparently, a lot of Tay-Tay's fans and all of her, like, celebrity friends are, like, and her brother. Her brother was, like, taking a pair of Kanye shoes and throwing them in the garbage on the Instagrams or something like that, being like, bye-bye, Felicia. Get the fuck out of here, Kanye, and your fucking fart face, right? Well, keeps on going. It says, following the Life of Pablo live stream, it was clear that Swift's friends and family didn't know the famous jab was coming. Swift's brother Austin, see right here, posted an Instagram video where he tossed a pair of Yeezy. God, I hate that fucking name, Yeezy. Fuck you and your Yeezy sneakers in the garbage. Model Gigi Hadid, who's the one running around. Who's she dating now? I don't know, a Jonas brother or something like that. No, she's dating that One Direction that quit. These people, they are good at fame whoring out here. I'm just telling you. But she attended the thing and then apparently was like, my attendance somewhere does not mean I agree with everything being said in the music playing there. My friends know my loyalty. See, like people are coming to get her back. And goes on, blah, blah, blah. It's all about the incident. But apparently, when the crowd started booing, they thought they were booing because they believed I didn't deserve the award. Oh, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about that VMA shit. I don't want to hear about that anyway. Whatever. So Kanye is being a bitch-ass bitch again, bringing Tay-Tay into stuff, trying to, like, get attention for his ugly-ass fashions and his freaking album that's going to suck. I don't care what anybody. He is no musical genius. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. And I'll say it right now again, too. I just said it again earlier. Adele is overrated at the moment. She is completely overrated. All that music sounds exactly the same. Like, I cannot tell the difference between that Hello song and whatever this We Were Young or whatever one keeps coming on the radio too. They sound Zachary the same. It's the same fucking song. You might as well just run them together and keep it on going because it's the same mother trucking song. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's move on to something else. Oh, seeing as we touched on Bill Cosby at the beginning of this when stupid Yeezy was looking for attention saying Bill Cosby's innocent because he knows he ain't innocent. He's just looking for attention. And here I go giving it to him. But update on the grossest McGross person ever up there with Jared the Subway guy right now. Just gross mass rapist, druggist and rapist, Bill Mother Trucking Cosby, right? Well, you know how they've gone back and forth. We've been talking about this. His wife, Camille, who I find highly, highly suspect in her non-culpability in some of this. Like, I think you can't tell me you didn't know what the hell is going on. Like, there's no way, especially as of 2008, you can't say that shit. No mother trucking way, y'all. But what I'm saying is here, so, you know, they won't say they're trying to put her up for a deposition, right? They want Camille to go up and have to, like, actually speak to things because she's also his business manager. So it's just their, like, married relationship, which has to just be a business type relationship. You can't tell me that they're knocking boots anymore. Like, they ain't knocked boots in forever because she's probably like, you ain't drugging me and you only like to have sex with people who are knocked out, passed out on roofies. So, mother trucking, ain't going to happen, Captain, right? Well, says here over on the page 6, Cosby's wife must give deposition, but with limits. See, that's the thing. They like wrangle it, so she's going to just be claiming the fifth left and right. But it says here on the page six, right, a federal judge in Massachusetts ruled Thursday that Bill Cosby's wife must give a deposition in a defamation lawsuit against the comedian, but said she can refuse to answer questions about private marital conversations. In the lawsuit, seven women claim Cosby defamed them by branding them as liars after they went public with accusations that he sexually assaulted them decades ago. Right? We all know about that. Well, says a lawyer for the women has sought to compel Camille Cosby to give a deposition. Last month, a magistrate court rejected Cosby's bid to quash the deposition subpoena. He was like, no, you got info privy to the situation, and we're going to have to get with that info so we can apply it to the situation and see what you did or did not know and how you may be able to assist us in throwing this motherfucker in the pokey. Because, honestly, like, I would love to see him just get clink, clink, close a gate right in front of me, like, sorry, dude, you know what? You ain't gonna be doing no drugging and raping up in here. That ain't gonna happen, Captain, right? But it goes on here. It says that on Thursday, U.S. District Judge Mark Mastroianni, I can't say some of these names, unpronounceable last name, upheld the magistrate's ruling, but said Camille Cosby may refuse to answer questions that call for testimony prohibited by the Massachusetts marital disqualification rule. The rule generally prohibits spouses from testifying about private marital conversations, right? Also says the woman's lawyer, Joseph Camerarara, I can't say these names, y'all, it's horrible. Joseph Camerata hoped to depose Camille Cosby on February the 22nd, but it was not immediately clear if that date is firm. Camille Cosby's lawyers praised the ruling. In a statement, they said the ruling affirms the confidential nature of and protection afforded to marital communications. Actually, I call some of that bullshit, because you know what? If you up in there bragging to your wife about all your drugging and raping, your wife needs to spill the beans on you, because that means to me, she is just harboring a fugitive as far as I'm concerned. Camille Cosby, fugitive harborer, right there, right? But apparently, the Camerarara dude argued that since Camille Cosby has been married to Cosby for 52 years and also his business manager, she should have useful information. But since the judge ruled she can refuse to answer questions about her private conversations with her husband, it's unclear how much information she will supply. She ain't going to supply jack. You know what's going to happen? She ain't going to supply jack. That was a private conversation between me and my husband. Well, at what point does it become business manager and client? Because that's the shit we want to know about. Okay, that's what they want to know about. In this ruling, it said that the right to refuse to answer certain deposition questions does not entitle someone to refuse to appear for the deposition altogether. The judge also said that the marital disqualification rule only applies to private conversations, and there are exceptions, including when a third party was present and heard the conversation, if both spouses were jointly engaged in criminal activity, or if the communication was written. And as far as I'm concerned, they are both engaged in criminal activity, because if you are just turning a blind eye to something, then that means you are somewhat responsible. Isn't that how that works? Like, if I see somebody dying in the street and I don't do anything, aren't I like somehow culpable in some way or another? That's what I thought. I may be all completely off base, but whatever. I think that she, but had, knowing what she knew and not saying nothing to nobody, there's a certain amount of criminality applied to that. I'm just saying as all. But it says, accordingly, in light of the relatively narrow scope of the rule, the existence of various exceptions, and Camille Cosby's unique role in defendant's life for over 50 years, she may possess a good deal of relevant, non-protected information which can be uncovered in the deposition. I hope this lawyer fucking gruels. What's that word? Grills. That's what gruels. Gruel. And that's like some kind of like gross old drink from back in the like Middle Ages or some shit, right? No, grills her ass. But there's blah, blah, blah. They're suing, blah, 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 blah. For what? We already know all of this kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. So whatever. We are going to have to wait and see if anything good comes out of this Camille Cosby deposition, or if they'll even release anything, because, you know, they try to, like, get everything sealed. All these lawyers don't want nobody knowing nothing about nothing, when all we want to know is, like, when are you going to jail, Cosby? Because you need to be going to jail, because you are an awful, hateful, horrible, awful person who has drugged and or raped many, many, many women for a very, very, very long time. And you are the grossest person alive at this moment as far as the Hollywood hick is concerned. Period. Especially the grossest celebrity. I would at least go out on that limb. Grossest celebrity currently alive, Bill Mother Trucking, gross ass, bitch ass Cosby. K. I'm just saying is all. Let's move on to something else. Oh, this I find interesting because this kind of stuff just always cracks me up when shit comes down on the flip side and everybody gets all butthurt over stupid stuff. And but what happened was, cut to, because you know, like there's a couple of few people out there running for president these days, especially a couple of few Republicans, bitch ass Republicans out there spilling all kind of nonsense. I just can't. But apparently, what has happened, y'all? What's his name? Ted Cruz, one of the worst, liar, cheater, swindler, generally ugly ass, ugly person, right? But apparently, he done went and had to, according to the Gawker people, and I've seen it a few other places too, but like I think they was on the New York Daily News or whatever, with New York Post, that was the one where I also saw it, right? But apparently, this is over on the Gawker site. I thought I had saved another one of this too, but apparently that is not what I done went and did. But what happened was Ted Cruz campaign yanks ad after learning that one of the actresses performed in softcore porn. So Ted Cruz puts up one of his ads that is called Conservatives Anonymous. Here, let's just go through the story. I'll let you know what's happening by like actually reading it, right? It says, the Cruz campaign has pulled its most recent ad after discovering that one of the actresses featured therein has performed in softcore pornography. Now, is the softcore the kind where they like they might suck a dick, but they don't like show any penetration into the poon or the booty, anything like that, right? So it's like they can show them sucking a dick, or do you just see them kind of from behind sucking dick? I don't know. I'm not really a purveyor of softcore anything. If I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch the real deal and none of this like half-ass porn. That just ain't going to happen, Captain, right? Well, according to this, it said the ad firm, the ad ham-fistedly critical of Marco Rubio is called Conservatives Anonymous. But apparently everyone up in that commercial is not as conservative as Mr. Cruz would like us all to believe, right? Says here, Amy Lindsay, a Christian conservative and a Republican, plays the woman who says, maybe you should vote for more than just a pretty face next time. She has also appeared in, these are her softcore movies that she has been in. Erotic Confessions, Carnal Wishes, Secrets of a Chambermaid, and Insatiable Desires. Yep, that's what she's been in, right? Well, apparently the people over at the BuzzFeed, those folks, they done spoke to her before speaking to the Cruz campaign. They wanted to see what she had to say. I like how they went to her first so then they could see how Mr. Cruz was going to try to flip this shit. You know, probably all he did was flip his toupee when he found out that they done put a freaking pornography girl up in one of his commercials. He's like, oh, my Christian evangelical sensibilities, heaven forbid somebody have a sexual desire up in here, because that's not how people are wired at all whatsoever, huh, Mr. Cruz, jackass. Well, says here from the BuzzFeed people, while she emphasized that she did not do hardcore porn and that she also appeared in non-erotic films, Lindsay said she thinks it is cool that an actor who has appeared in softcore porn could also appear in Cruz's ad. You know she is lying through her teeth. She is lying through it. She was like, hopefully she just did this to discredit his ass and be like, look at that. You put a dick sucker in your freaking ad, mother trucker. Look at this. But it goes on. She goes, in a cool way, then it's not just some old white Christian bigot that people want to say. It could be maybe a cool kind of open-minded woman like me. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You just wanted to get on TV, girl. That is all you wanted. You don't give two fucks about none of this. You just want your face on TV, hoping somebody will see you, put you in another softcore porn so you can pretend to either, I don't know, I gotta look up softcore porn and find out if do they actually show the sucking of the dick, or does it all just look like they're doing things but they ain't really doing things. I don't know. I used to date somebody who did this a softcore porn once, and I should look it up and try to watch more of it, but I never really did that much because I was like, whatever, I don't want to watch him going at it with some lady. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. You know what I mean? But whatever, this thing goes on. It says, though Lindsay initially told BuzzFeed News that the person at the campaign who hired her absolutely knew everything that I had done, she later called back to say that she realized that that was not the case. You know, somebody heard her say that and they were like, oh, hell to the no, girl. We are going to sue you within an inch of your life, because you know there's got to be some kind of confidentiality, something up in something she probably didn't realize she signed. She was just so happy to get on a TV advertisement. She was like signing any fucking thing they put in front of her, right? And she probably wanted a paycheck. So So she signed anything. So now she's like, oh shit, I shouldn't have done went and said that and told everybody they knew that I was over there pretending to suck dick and or really sucking dick. I don't know. I don't know how softcore porn works because I don't bother with it because who wants to do like watch something that's half ass? It's like, if you're going to do it, do it. I'm just saying is all. But this fucking cracks me up. So now they had to yank his newest ad. You know, everybody's all pissed. They spent all this money and then it got taken down by a little bit of fake dick sucking. Lord have mercy. So that fucking cracks me up. So be glad that you ain't that woman having to deal with that stuff, y'all. Ain't you feeling better about yourself right now? But it seems like people with porn pass are like popping up all over the place, right? Because I also saw over here on the New York Post website, right? Over here on the New York Post, it says, because I guess they got, go figure, they got another fucking group of housewives coming out. I don't know how many groups of housewives they need over on that Bravo channel. It's just, eventually, they just going to have to change it to the housewives channel, because that's all it is over there. But apparently, they starting up one for the Real Housewives of Dallas. So they're going to have some Texas craziness going on up in there. And you know, Texas is probably full of all kind of crazy. I know for a fact it's full of all kind of crazy. It just is, right? Well, it says here, Dallas Housewives cast former porn star Beauty Queen. So, you know, people are going to be clenching onto that with everything they got, wanting to throw this bitch right straight up under a bus, right? Just straight up mother trucking under the bus and everything that comes with it, right? But it says here on the New York Post, everything is bigger in Texas, including the attitudes of the newest Real Housewives. Okay, whatever. Blah. These, and I knew I said I wasn't going to talk about housewives, but this guy, I'm talking about porn and not housewives, really, just the housewives factor into the porn talk, right? But it says, on Thursday, Bravo announced the cast of the Dallas installment of its long-running franchise and the next batch of six outspoken beauties. You know, they got six people on this freaking article, but they're only five bitches up in this picture. And I'd use bitch loosely, like just like Kanye style. So bitch is a term of endearment. Okay? When I say it, I really mean it's a term of endearment. But I ain't so sure about Kanye. Back to the story here. But so they got six, but they only got five in the picture. But apparently they're going to be six, or maybe they fucking fucked up in this article. Who knows? But it says, cast member Leanne Locken, a former Miss USA contestant in 1989, fancies herself the anti-Southern Belle. A strong-spirited woman, reviewers can count on this brunette to bring the drama, especially if it concerns BFF Tiffany Hendra's dark past. See, here we get to it. A former adult film star, the erotic... Oh, erotic. I read that wrong. The exotic bombshell is focusing on her philanthropic efforts and keeping the romance alive in her 12-year marriage to an Australian rocker, right? I was wondering who she was going to be married to because I was like, you can't be a porn star and then be married to somebody who goes to church a lot. But an Australian rocker makes more sense to me, right? So she says, we don't say yeehaw. We don't wear we don't ear cowboy boots. Good Lord, does anybody proofread shit anymore in this world? I honestly don't think they do. I really and truly don't think they do. I see shit all the time. I'm like, really? It says right here, we don't say yeehaw. We don't ear cowboy boots. I'm thinking you left out a W there, New York Post, on the ear. Should be wear cowboy boots. And oh my God, Louis Vuitton shoes, these women just get all freaking... They leave snail trails over this stuff. I'm serious. I don't get it. Why? I am not paying no damn $500 to $1,000 for just one pair of mother trucking shoes. Hell to the no. If I had to spend $100 on a pair of shoes, it hurts my freaking soul deep and dark. I ain't kidding, right? But then, like, they go into this thing. So it just cracked, whatever. I'm not even going to read this whole thing. Who gives a fuck about the rest of it? But apparently, they got this chick on here. And let me see if I can figure out which one she is from this cast. Not that one, not that one, not that one. Leanne, like, yeah, she looks like she would have sucked a dick on camera back in the day. I'm just saying this out. Like, at least she does it for real. She went whole hog on it. She went all the way down to the base, probably. She was, like, working at it. But you know what? At least she owns it. That's the thing. You can't use stuff against people that they own and, like, are not, they like, whatever. Yeah, I did it. Maybe I regret it. Maybe I was like, in hindsight, it's probably not the best decision I made. But back then, it seemed like the thing to do. So I did it. So like, okay, get over it. I don't do it no more. What's your fucking problem? Well, on account of this, right, it linked me to some story like over on my Flipboard, because I use the Flipboard a lot on my iPad. If y'all don't use the Flipboard, then you ain't aggregating news, right? Because it like works really good as far as I'm concerned, right? Well, I was looking at this thing. Where's this damn story? Here it goes. Because I always knew that porn stars didn't make much for money. Like, they don't make shit. Like, they don't pay somebody hardly nothing to be in a porno movie, which don't make no damn sense to me. I would think that somebody would want at least a little bit of money to like be in a porn. Like, unless you're like one of these celebrity sex tapes where you get a back end deal, double entendre, and I'm keeping it, right? But what I'm saying is, like, unless they get like some cut of the, like the profits of whatever, but most of them don't, because most of them ain't no damn Kim cunt trashian or that Pharaoh what's her name, or like I just saw some wrestler chick just did another one. It's like these things just keep coming out left and right, right? Well, hold on. I got to take off my spectacles on account of the Hollywood hit. Can't see things up close very good anymore with his spectacles on. I got to go get my eyeballs checked out. But I ain't got time to get my eyeballs checked out because all I do is work these days. I don't know how I'm supposed to take care of myself when I'm taking care of everything else. But that's a different story for a different day, right? Well, I was linked up to this story about how much people get paid up into porn, right? And it was over on the Salon website. And it says here, the porn industry is a lot less lucrative than you might think. Mm-hmm. A lot less. Like, honestly, I thought they at least made a little bit more than this. But wait, I'll read this to you and y'all be like, holy sheep shit. The Hollywood hick is like telling me some shit that is straight up nuts. But it says performer pay rates are at an all time low and stars are increasingly relying on alternative revenue streams. And let me tell you, want me to tell you what an alternative revenue stream is? Hooking. That's what they do, because this is just basically an advertisement from what I can tell at this point of like how good they can suck dick, or if they can take it up the butt, or whatever else it is that somebody might like to get titty fucked or something like that, or like to do some titty fucking. Like, this way they go, ooh, that girl's really good at the things I like to do and I got money to spend. How about I have them come over and then I can do that to them and like pad their coffers a little bit on account of they ain't making jack doing it on camera. I'm just saying. But says here over on the Salon site, right? Being a porn star isn't as easy as it sounds. Sure, most of us can point to a few big names who have made it mainstream, but working in the industry isn't quite as lucrative as movies like Boogie Nights would have you think. In fact, performer pay rates are now at an all-time low. Increasingly, stars are starting to rely on alternative streams of revenue like product endorsement, deals, Snapchat requests, camming platforms, and escorting slash hooking slash sucking dick for money slash fucking for money, right? That's what happens, because I know that's what happens in the homo porno world, because I actually know a few people who have done porn, and I ain't judging. I really ain't, because I mean, I've looked at it, so it's not like I can like say I'm not ever experienced it. I'm just saying it's not something I would personally do on account of it used to be because I didn't want my mama to ever on the off chance see it, but now I can't say that because my mama has passed away. Rest in peace, mama. But I don't know. Now I just think I'm too old and fat to do it. Like, everything's just loose and falling. I noticed the other day, like, my booty is falling, y'all. I will digress. My booty is falling. I used to have this nice, just naturally, like, perky booty. And I noticed the other day, I was like, oh, my God, all I do is sit on my ass for the last 4 months of this new job, and my booty is seriously suffering in the sagging department. Like, I got to start doing some squats or something. Like, no. So, like, every homo gene I had when I noticed that went on tilt. It was like, why? How can you let your booty fall? Like, that's what's happening. And I'm getting all loose and everything's squishy. Means I'm going to have to join a gymnasium. And I know I've talked on here about how much I hate a fucking gymnasium because they're stanky. They're full of awful, hateful people. They're just not generally happy places. Everybody just gets on my damn nerves. All I'm doing is punch a bitch so they'll get out of my fucking way so I can do what I got to do and get out of there. It's not any place I want to be any longer than I have to be there. I don't understand. People don't want to go hang out in a stinky ass gross fucking gym. Oh, they're just courting athletes' feet or whatever. No, just saying is all. Back to the story here though. So back to like porn stars making bupkis, straight up bupkis, right? It says, according to a recent report by CNBC, the average male porn actor earns around $500 to $600 per scene. That's it. You only get max $600 to pull your pecker out and like plow some chick. I would think you would get more money than that. Apparently, though, if you're a more established star, you get around $700 to $900. So if you're really good, you only get maximum $100 to $300 bump from somebody who's just so at it. That's some straight up bullshit, right? Apparently, superstars. Now you got to be a straight up mother trucking superstar. Now superstars can expect wages around $1,500. So if you are the freaking Beyonce of porn, you only get $1,500 for getting Lord knows what done to you on camera for all the world to see for the rest of your life. I'm just saying, because now the internet's there. Don't shit go away. No matter how hard you try, it don't go away. gay. Now, this is one place, apparently, though, where the homos come out on top. Like, we win in the porn pay department. Homos actually get a better deal here. Like, this does not happen very often. The homos are usually, like, get the raw end of the deal because everybody's like, fuck you, homos. You're homos. So, says here, blah, 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 blah. I lost my place. Sorry. Oh, some say gay scenes pay better. Popular performers can make upwards of $5,000 for a shoot, which is like, that's better. But still, it seems like, I don't know, that just still seems cheap. Like, these things go on forever. I don't know. I guess porn, because you know why? Because don't nobody pay for their porn no more. It's all free all over the internet all the time now. That's what it is. You don't got to pay for shit. You can just Google up porn, whatever kind of porn you want. There is plenty of free size porn out there to be had. Trust, right? But they say also goes on to say, which might help explain the gay for pay phenomenon, because apparently a bunch of, now this, and I have a theory on this too, but apparently a lot of straight dudes will do gay porn because they can make more money at it, because there is a marked difference between $600 and $5,000, right? So there is a marked difference there. You can do a couple of $5,000 shoots and then you're making 10 grand a month. That ain't too bad, right? But if you're just making $600 a scene, then that shit don't add up quite as quick. You got to do a lot more fucking to make your money, and sometimes you don't get as many opportunities as you'd like because you can't be everywhere every minute, right? Apparently it says here, it's one of the few industries where women generally start out at a higher rate. Of course, Stephen Hirsch, owner of the hugely profitable Vivid Studios, told CNBC, when the girls first get into the business and they're new, I think they can command additional money for different sex acts. Like, apparently, like, what if you're willing to do some of the more raunchy, nasty things that people like to see because they have a hard time finding somebody who'll let them do that to them. So they just like, I gotta see it so I can pretend like I'm doing it so that I can get my nut, right? Well, says initially they may make more money. Then it depends on how popular they become. So that's what they do. They dingle the carrot, like a couple of extra grand or a couple of extra hundred, probably knowing these people. And it's like they get them all used to it. And then I'm saying, but now you're not quite so popular. Like, people have done seen you do that a couple of times. So it's not as new and exciting. So we can't pay you as much for taking it up the butt this time. Maybe if you take two peckers up your butt this time, we will give you extra $200. Like, that's what I think it boils down to, which is kind of nuts, right? Well, this thing goes on and says, according to the report, the average actress gets paid somewhere between $800 and $1,000 for traditional sex scenes, a.k.a. between a man and a woman. So, like, the ladies are making a good couple of few hundred bucks more than the dudes, right, initially. Apparently, big name actresses can reel in around $1,500 and sometimes $2,000. So, they can get that. But do you have to be a superstar? Because earlier in this article, Salon People, you said you got to be a superstar, unless we were just talking about the men's. Maybe we're just talking about men's at that point. But it says newcomers with a bad reputation, however, might earn as little as $300. If all you are taking is $300 to get plowed on camera, you need to seriously go on some like reality program that will help you with your self-esteem, or do something where you can get some help and freaking boost your freaking self-esteems up, because that's some bullshit, right? Apparently, though, those looking for higher wages are often encouraged to participate in more trying scenes. According to reports, the most extreme stunts go for $1,800 to $2,500. Here it goes. Double anal, anyone? So if you're willing to take two peckers up your booty, then you get an extra couple of few hundred bucks. It's what basically, it's like, it's not even that much. It's like, honestly, like, take a muscle relaxer or something before you do this, sugar. Please, just take a muscle relaxer or something. Minimize the damage, girl. I'm just saying is all. This goes on. For those with a large enough fan base, featured dancing might be the way to go, right? One actress dancer told CNBC that she regularly earns $7,000 to $10,000 per appearance, which can last 2 days. So, okay, so that's what it is. So, also, it's the advertising side of porn has done gone into the ladies too, because that's what a lot of, I was told a lot of the gay porn stars do, is that's kind of like their advertisement for their hooking on the side. So they like are escorts or whatever. These rich old men have them come over and stay with them for the weekend. They do whatever they do. They make a couple of few thousand dollars and they move on with their lives, right? They can do the same thing stripping at some strip club. Now, if I was a lady and I had big knockers, I would be a stripper. I'm just saying, because you know what? That is a lot less work for a lot more money. All you got to do is wiggle your booty and shake your tits and just whisper some like sweet nothings into some dude's ear who's then going to just give you all of his money. That's just how that works. That is why, as a homo, I like to go to titty bars, because I am immune to the powers of these ladies. They have no control over me at all whatsoever. So I can go in there, have me a couple of cocktails, and then I can just sit back and enjoy the show and watch me some choreography. That's just how that shit works. But regular dudes can't do that. They get in there and they start seeing them titty balls, and they just start throwing away all their money. And that means that the system is working properly if you are the dude who owns a strip club and or the lady with the titty balls doing the stripping, right? Well, it goes on here. It says, then there's the behind-the-scenes staff. These people are like, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about the behind-the-scenes staff. Like, the makeup artist make like $500. The makeup artist makes the same amount of money as the person who is getting freaking plowed on camera. That shit cracks me up. Writers only earn $250. Like, people write porn these days. Like, people actually write out a porn these days. I thought it was pretty much just, here's two of y'all. Y'all get to fucking, we'll like film it in some little setting, and then that's that. I didn't even know this shit was still scripted anymore, but that just cracks me up. Like, so apparently porn is not as lucrative if you were on the talent side as opposed to if you're on the producer side. I mean, because these people who have these porn companies have to be making bank. Like, this dude with all these sexy tapes, he ain't trying to buy every sexy tape he can get his hands on, because he ain't making no money on them, right? That's just how that shit works. All right, let's move on to something else. I done talked about porn and fucking and like how much people get paid for all that nonsense too much. What's going on? Oh, I did not know this, y'all. I am a horrible fan. I cannot believe until this came up on the TMZ, and then now it's been all over all kind of everything, because that's just how this shit happens. But nobody bothered to tell me that my beloved Mob Wives was back on TV, on account of I ain't got the regular TV. I have to stream things. On again, I didn't really watch that much TV, so I was like, why am I paying upwards of $100+ a month for something I don't ever look at? That shit adds up. It's $1,200+ a year I could be applying to booze. Booze, I tell you, and I like booze about more than anything in this world. Well, one of my two favorite Mob Wives, first being Big Ange. Oh, and by the way, Big Ange, is cancer is back. We need to send nothing but rainbow sparkle, sunshine, and good energy and Dolly Parton feelings out towards Big Ange's way. So if you have a minute, not even a whole minute, just a few seconds, pause, send some good energies towards Big Ange, because on my bucket list is to party with Big Ange before we both leave this planet. And if this cancer takes over and robs me of that, like I was robbed the joy of having a good, fun party night out with Anna Nicole Smith, because that was on my bucket list and that never happened before she passed away, which still breaks my heart every time I think about it. But send some good energies out to Big Ange, because bitch is fierce, and I hope she pulls through this and everything ends up okay and they're able to like figure this out and like get rid of her cancer, because apparently the chemo ain't working and it does not look good, and it really breaks up Hollywood Hicks' heart. So now that I have made you all sad and want to cry, we are going to shift gears into the world of Mob Wives. Into the reason I watch Mob Wives in the first place is because you cannot fuck with these bitches. If you put every Bravo housewife into one room and said, you are one team and these five Mob Wives are the other team and y'all need to brawl, those five Mob Wives would beat the fuck out of every last one of those other housewives off of the Bravo in no time flat. I'm just saying, right? Well, Drita, my other favorite one, right? She don't take no shit off of nobody and will fuck a bitch up. And it is proof right here in the pudding of what she done went and did, right? Well, Drita Divanzo, this is off of the Hollywood Gossip. I also saw it on the TMZ, spin on bunches of stuff. But this is the one I decided to link probably because I was like, ah, whatever, just save this one so you remember something to talk about, right? Well, says right here, Drita Divanzo, Mob Wives star, assaults neighbor on camera, right? Well, what happened was, on Tuesday, this happened after my recorded episode, so I couldn't talk about it till the Friday one. Mob Wives star Drita Divanzo was arrested for assault after allegedly attacking her neighbor in a fight over a parking spot. Well, apparently, footage of the incident was released online, and it looks like Drita may have a very difficult time defending her actions in court. I don't think she's probably going to want to. She's just going to be like, yeah, I beat that bitch's ass, because she has no qualms telling people that she will beat their ass down, right? Well, says here, somebody provided the video to TMZ as evidence that she viciously pummeled the chick that, like, she got her ass beat, right? But apparently, the Divanzos, this is Drita and her husband, what is his name? Fuck, I can't think of his freaking name. Whatever. Lee, that's his name. His name is Lee. Frequently make use of a parking spot reserved for her family. So they keep stealing the parking spot for their neighbor, right? Because it's like, because I'm in freaking Staten Island, I'm sure parking is a premium, right? Apparently, when she confronted them about it from the safety of her porch, Drita's husband, Lee, see, here it is. I should have just read further, who was recently released from prison. That was a couple of years ago because he's been all over the Mob Wives last season. So it was a while ago he got out of prison, right? He unleashed a vicious verbal attack, some of which can be heard in the clip below. Whatever. I should like play the clip for you, but I ain't got time for all that. So we just have to trust. Go over to the TMZ. You can see it. The Hollywood gossip site. You can see it. But apparently Brady, the chick who got her ass beat, can be heard defending herself as Drita climbs the stairs to her porch and begins viciously pummeling on her head. Like she pissed. She probably said something straight up. Like, cause you don't say, there's certain things. Like if she probably called her a rat, Drita, you called Drita a rat. Whoo wee. That is the worst thing you could call her. Apparently she will beat your ass. So if she said rat, that might be what put her over the edge. Apparently, Drita climbed the fence, went freaking straight up cuckoo bananas nuts. Basically, Drita climbed the fence, beats her ass, right? So now Drita is currently facing misdemeanor assault charges, and Brady has filed an order of protection because that's what you do. Brady chick says she got her ass beat so bad that she says she passed out from pain after being repeatedly punched by Drita, and a CT scan revealed she had suffered a minor concussion. See, that is why you do not fuck with Drita. Devonzo, she will beat your ass, and she will tell you she will beat your ass. Oh my god, this makes me so sad. This is the part that makes me sad, y'all. Drita's show may be wrapping up its final season. Oh no, I love this show so much, but it looks like she still knows how to bring the drama when the cameras are around. Drita, you better get your spinoff of this freaking Mob Wives after this. But apparently, Drita was not having it. She always said she would beat a bitch, and she said, don't take me there. Like, she would always tell people, like, don't take me there because I will kill you. Like, she does boxing for, like, fun, okay? That's what she does to go get her workout. She goes to a boxing ring. This bitch knows how to throw a punch and will fuck a bitch up. So that stupid chick, whatever, Brady, whatever her name is, Mary Brady, you should have just been like, okay, whatever, call the cops, make them to get the car towed out of your parking spot or something. Just don't freaking confront the crazy. I'm telling you, when Drita gets crazy face too, and that chick will say the C word more than any person you have ever heard in your entire life. I have never seen a TV show where they bleep out the C word more than they do on the flipping Mob Wives. Like, if you ever feel bad that you cuss too much, and I don't even think that's possible because I think cussing is so much fun. I don't understand why more people don't do it freely. I think it should just be a part of everyday life because cussing is so much fun, and it's one of the most fun things in the history of the world. I'm serious. But those women cuss worse than sailors. Straight up worse than sailors. I'm just saying is all. All right. We only got a few more minutes left here on the Hollywood Hicks. So that's it. Don't fuck with the Mob Wives. That's the takeaway from that. Let's talk about, this story. I've been seeing it on a bunch of stuff. And the thing is, Here, let's talk about this because this kind of stories crack me up because the mug shots in this story are what make me laugh the hardest, right? Because what happened was, it's over on the New York Post where I'm reading this right now. But I've seen it on a couple of other news sites. Apparently, what happens in Vegas don't always stay in Vegas, mother truckers. Trust, this story will tell you that may not happen in every instance. More times than not, probably, because most people are probably too drunk to remember anything anyway. But this one, when you flashed all over the news cycle, not so freaking secret anymore, right? But says here, couple arrested for having sex on Las Vegas Ferris wheel. Apparently, Las Vegas has one of those big old Ferris wheels. It's all glass, like cages or whatever. Well, apparently, a Houston man and a New York woman are facing felony charges after authorities say they were recorded having public sexy times in during a 30-minute ride in a glass-enclosed cabin on a Ferris wheel 550 feet above the Las Vegas Strip. A Las Vegas judge on Tuesday set a March 9th date to see if the charges against Philip Frank Panzica III and Chloe Scordianos can be resolved without trial. The two were arrested February the 5th after riding alone together in one cabin on the high roller, right? Police say surveillance cameras captured the act. Security warned the couple to stop, and people in another car shot cell phone video. The images haven't been made public. The dude's lawyer has not made a comment. And then the other lawyer said his client believed the couple had an expectation of privacy. Now, this is what, okay. Sugar, what's your name? Chloe, Sugar. Now, I know you're feeling bad about this whole situation, but if the whole, every wall around you is made of glass, then people can see straight up through that shit, Sugar. That's how that shit works. So you did not have an expectation of, your drunk ass might have had an expectation of privacy, but it wasn't. But the thing that kills me about this story, and you should look it, I'll try to link it to the Facebook page or something. Oh, shit, I got to hurry up. But if you look at the mugshots, she is like, oh, fuck, this is not good. Like, she is all upset. He is happy as fuck. He's like, I just popped a nut in a freaking Ferris wheel, arrested. Me, I don't care. I'm in Vegas partying. Once I get out of here, I'm gonna go right back to partying, because that's just how this works. And the thing is, he's kind of cute too, except for he's got one of those like eyebrow scars, or I hope it's a scar, not just on purpose where they take a notch out of the eyebrow. But that shit fucking cracks me up. So be glad that you ain't one, what's his name, Philip Frank Panzeca III or Chloe Scardos, because y'all done got busted fucking up in a Ferris wheel over in Las Vegas. And apparently he's way more thrilled about it than she is, because the mugshots tell it all. So there you go. Feel better about yourself, people. That does it for the Hollywood Hick. I think I'm running out of time right here. What is this? This is the Crab Diving Network. You're listening to me right here on it. You can follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for my bitch ass, y'all. I'm getting out of here. I got to go to the damn workplace, but at least it's Friday, right? All right, y'all. Be good. Stay out of trouble. And I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam-doo, mother truckers. Buh-bye.
Lamb, 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 lamb.